Three Podcast. Today we're on the road, heading to an undisclosed location. And so it's been a little while since we've had a show put up, and I needed to get one out there. So we're going to do this one live, unedited, and on the road. So glad you're here with us today. Today we're going to talk about some important items in the news and why it's important that you don't wait until it's too late. Three things in the news that emphasize the fact that it's really important for you to prepare now while you can. Don't wait, don't procrastinate, and get stuck wishing that you would have done more when you had the chance. So, for many of you, you're well aware of in Washington State what the governor, Jay Inslee, has recently done. They have put through many, three different anti-gun legislations, and these are horrible legislations that are unconstitutional and do not make any sense at all. But as we are well aware, that a lot of times some of these enemies of the Constitution, enemies of freedom and liberty, they want to be in power. They want to rule over you. They think they know better than you, and they don't think that you deserve to have the rights that are God-given rights. They're protected by the Constitution. So they're going to pass these laws that are unconstitutional. And they just do it, knowing that if you want to try to fight them, you're going to have to use your money to sue them, to bring a lawsuit. And then they're just going to spend your money against you to fight that lawsuit. If they lose, no big deal. They lose. But more than likely, a lot of these things will stay in place, and you and I lose our basic liberties. It's pretty sad. So the first thing is House Bill 1240 was one of the recent bills that just were passed. And this is a bill that severely limits the amount of, it basically eliminates our ability to buy semi-automatic rifles, many different kinds, just about every kind. Actually puts Washington State in a more restrictive place even than California, if you can believe that. We've always been pretty fortunate in Washington to enjoy the Second Amendment rights that we have, and we've been pretty fortunate in that right to be able to go and purchase firearms to protect ourselves, or for sporting use, or whatever you want to do with it. But unfortunately, they have came through and passed this House bill, and it's terrible. They've also passed a couple other pieces of legislation. One of them is adds a 10-day waiting period on to certain firearms purchases. And then they've also opened up the door for lawsuits to be able to be brought about by people that want to complain and try to hold gun companies accountable. So if you can imagine cutting your leg with a chainsaw, and then you decide to sue Steel or Husqvarna because of their chainsaw that you misused, well, that's kind of the same thing that's happening here. There's already laws on the books that says you can't shoot somebody, you can't commit murder, but they're going to try to take these gun companies to court and try to further limit your ability to purchase firearms, to purchase tools that will be able to, for you and your family to be able to protect yourself and to protect your communities. So it's pretty sad what's going on. Last year, they also passed legislation that prohibited anything other than larger than a 10-round magazine being sold with semi-automatic firearms in Washington State. So you may go to buy your standard Glock 19 pistol, and one of the beauties of that pistol that I enjoy is the fact that it's got 15-round magazine that comes standard with that. Well, you're going to get it with a 10-round magazine. And that's it's just preposterous what they've done. It's silly, but it's just the way it is right now. So one of the things I want to talk about today is the problem with waiting too long before you take preparations. Now, over the last few years in my preparedness journey, I know other people that, friends of mine, that decided that, hey, they wanted to be ready and have enough magazines to store the ammunition that they need to be able to have the firearms that they want, that they choose to use to for sporting purposes or for self-defense of their home, their neighborhood, or their communities. And so they went out and they purchased those firearms. But a lot of people wait. They wait too long. And I attribute that to normalcy bias. We've talked about that on the show before, the problem with normalcy bias. And normalcy bias is that tendency for people to think that the way things are is the way that they'll always remain. So if you come into a room and you flip the light switch on, what happens? The lights come on. You go to your faucet in your sink and you flip the faucet lever and the water comes out. That's normalcy bias. Over the majority of history of the world, that never existed. You weren't able to do that. You would gather water at the river in a bucket or from a well. So the fact that we think that that's just always going to be there, that's what we call normalcy bias. And so a lot of people thought, well, hey, I could just go down to a gun store, purchase a firearm, and I'll be able to take care of myself when I need one. But now what's happened? You can no longer do that. I had friends that I saw go and wanted to go and buy some extra magazines to make sure they had enough. And they realized they could no longer purchase a 30-round magazine at Cabela's or the local gun store. Whereas just a year or two ago, you could go in and buy as many as you want. I can remember walking by the bin at Cabela's and a big bin full of PMAG 30-round standard capacity magazines, $11.99, all you could purchase. Now, they're not available in Washington State. So, this is emphasizing the fact that you don't want to wait too long before you make your preparations. These things are happening right now before our eyes. So make sure that you don't hesitate. These politicians have ideological reasons why they do these things. They say it's public safety, but all those different arguments that they use are extremely debatable, whether that be the gun death statistics or which type of firearms are used in firearm crimes. We all know that it's not the AR-15 that's the danger on the streets. As a first responder, when I'm out there on the streets and I see the gunshots, gunshot wounds, and in our town, we're averaging about one a week, and we've been a pretty quiet town up to this point. We're not in Detroit or Chicago, but the gun violence has been escalating. So even now when we see that, it's not an AR-15 that we're seeing on the street. It's a handgun. A lot of times it's just a .22 pistol. And they're not legally owned firearms either. These are stolen firearms or ones that are purchased and sold on the black market. These are not law-abiding citizens that own the guns. And you'll notice that these laws that are being put in place, they are against the law-abiding citizens and not the criminals that we know are the ones causing these problems. I'm not sure exactly how this live studio is set up. I've got a few people in the room. I see my good friend Joe Dolio is on there. Plowboy, good evening. Glad you guys are joining. I'm not sure if you're hearing this live or not, but if you are, glad to have you with us. So one of the things that we see with these politicians and these people, these lawmakers, these so-called leaders, is that they do not have your best interest at heart. I used to think that the government was there to help me and for me, and that's the way it should be. But we see it more and more often nowadays that these people have their own agendas. They have their own things that they're pushing, and it's not you and your family's personal security. Even with the disaster plans that they have that are ready to go, it's not to help the average citizen like you and me, but they have what they call is the continuity of government. And the continuity of government means that they're setting in place things that are going to help them stay in power, whether that be fallout shelters or an airplane that can take off and stay afloat for many hours at a time to protect the government, whether it be stored food and ammunition and things of that nature. That's not for you and me. That's for themselves. So you need to be your own first responder. You need to be self-reliant and resilient and be able to take care of yourself and your family. A couple other examples recently of why it's important not to wait until it's too late. How many of you have seen and felt the big push for electric vehicles? In our fire department, specifically, our fire chief is pushing very hard to get electric vehicles in all the fleet maintenance and fire marshals' vehicles. They're trying to push really hard to make them all electric vehicles. The government is putting a big push and emphasis on electric vehicles. But if you really think about these mandates and these pushes, it doesn't make sense. Here's a few things that I would propose to you. Number one, I believe that they want to limit your range of motion, your range of movement. You can only go so far in an electric vehicle before you need to recharge those things. Here I am currently driving on the road, and when I get low on fuel, I pull over, I'm able to fill up the gas tank and keep moving. If my battery dies, there's no instant fix for that. I'm going to need to stop on the side of the road, plug in that battery, and wait for an extended period of time until that vehicle can move again. So electric vehicles are going to severely limit the distance that you can travel. It's going to keep you in a certain area. And I believe that's a big goal of the people that are in charge that don't have your best interests at heart, is they want to restrict your movement. They want to keep you in a certain area so that you're easier to control. Another issue with electric vehicles is there's not enough power to go around. If everybody purchased an electric vehicle right now, there would not be enough charging power in the grids to charge all those vehicles. They know it, but yet they continue on this push. And there was even been times where recently, last year, I remember in California, where you heard that they actually asked people to not charge their vehicles because of the extreme load that was being put on the grid at the time. And so they asked people not to charge their vehicles during certain hours. Does this sound like they have your best interest at heart? Does this sound like you'll be able to take care of yourself and your family in case of an emergency if you're limited by an electric vehicle? Not to mention those problems, but how about the cost to repair an electric vehicle? Besides the fact that they're extremely expensive as it is, a lot more than a vehicle of gasoline power, but have you seen the cost to replace a battery? A friend of mine recently was talking about replacing a battery on his vehicle, and it was in the five figures. It was in the $15,000 range. I don't remember the exact number, but it was an extreme amount of money to replace this battery. And so can you imagine having an electric vehicle and having to replace that battery with that amount of cost? I don't think that that's a sustainable long-term for your good or my good. So while you have time, don't wait until it's too late. Make sure that you get yourself a good quality gasoline engine vehicle now, one that has some good lifespan left on it, so that as the push for electric vehicles come and they start to mandate those things and force you to buy them, and who even knows, some of these companies might even just stop making the gasoline powered vehicles, so you might not have a choice. And think about the cost of gasoline vehicles that you on the used market, how they'll go up. So I would encourage you right now, get a good low mileage gasoline powered vehicle that will get you into the next 5 or 10 years as we go forward. One more item that I would like to encourage you to not wait until it's too late is to buy rural land, buy a home or property in a rural area. We see it more and more that the cities are getting more and more lawless. When you look at the cities or suburban areas that are close to cities. When, if the grid goes down, whether that be by an EMP, a cyber attack, possibly even some type of conventional war or terrorist attack, the cities are going to turn to chaos quickly. Water, heat, electricity for basic needs can easily go away. And what would happen? People in the cities would be, it would be chaos. And even if you're in a rural area, but you're a, like a suburban area, or you're close to a large built-up area, I was reading the other day, and they were talking about that if you're within, you know, driving distance, close driving distance to a mall or a movie theater, then you're probably a little too close to the built-up areas. So the problem with that is people in those built-up areas, when they don't have food, large apartment complexes full of people, you don't think they're going to gang up together and form a group to come out into the neighboring rural area and try to take food from the people in that area. So I would say that the further away you can get from the populated areas now, the better off you're going to be. One of the reasons why I say it's important to not wait on this is recently, many of you may have seen the new term that they have. It's called loan level price adjustments. And this is something that was proposed by the U.S. Federal Housing Finance Agency. And it's a method to subsidize bad credit lenders, or borrowers, excuse me. And so what they do is, for if you have a higher credit score, it always used to be that you would get a better interest rate. The better your score was, the better terms you got. But now what they're doing is they're turning that around. And they're saying that if you have a higher credit score, then you're going to get a higher interest rate. And they're doing that so that you can so they can subsidize the more riskier, bad credit score borrowers. You may think, no way, Brent, that's crazy. I don't believe you. But look it up. There's been recent articles, a couple different articles online. If you Google that, or actually search it through Brave, I don't use Google as much as I can, you will find out that this is a true statement, that they are proposing that and raising the rates for better credit borrowers. So what that means to you is that you have a good credit score, you've worked really hard to stay out of debt and to have good credit, and now it's harder to get a house. So I think more and more of this will start happening. Don't wait till it's too late. This is the time. Try to get some property in a more rural area where you're away from the built-up areas. We did this a year or two ago, about a year and a half ago, bought land out away, and oh, it is so nice to not have the homeless people breaking into your car at night, to not worry about getting your broken into in your shop or your garage. It's a good feeling to be away from the built-up areas and the crime areas. So one of the verses in the Bible that I think about when I see some of these politicians that are being that are not looking out for our good. In Isaiah 5:20, the Bible says, "Woe to those who swap evil for good and good for evil. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They exchange bitter for sweet and the sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes." And what a better picture of that than these politicians that pass these laws that affect law-abiding citizens. Meanwhile, the criminals get let off and don't get prosecuted. I see it more and more, and I'm sure many of you have seen it too. You may be going 7 or 8 miles an hour over the speed limit, and you get pulled over and get a ticket. But yet, I watch the guy on the side of the road smoking blues, which is their term for fentanyl, and overdosing on the sidewalks, leaving garbage and trash everywhere, and they don't even get a slap on the wrist. The cops don't do anything to these people. If you have something to lose, then the government can come against you and fine you or take that away from you or tax you. But if you're a criminal, if you throw all laws aside and just do whatever you want, shoot, you see them walking out of the Safeways, walking out of the Home Depots. They walk right in, they grab stuff off the shelf, and walk out the door. And you see it on videos in the Walgreens, the drugstores. People come in. Certain cities, I think it's San Francisco and some of these other areas, they've decriminalized shoplifting if it's under a certain amount of money. I believe it's like $900, somewhere in that range. But if you only steal $100 worth of stuff, they're not going to prosecute you. But yet, you're going to get a ticket if you park in the wrong zone. So that's the sad thing these days. So we need to make sure that as law-abiding citizens, that we prepare for these corrupt politicians, that we prepare for these rulemakers that call good evil and evil good. There's immoral people in policy-making positions right now. We need to act accordingly. Another verse, Proverbs 20:10, says, "Unequal weights and unequal measures, both alike, are an abomination to the Lord." There will be a judgment on those people that hold unequal weights and measures, that pass laws against law-abiding citizens, but yet let the criminals go free. We want to be on the right side of history. We want to be on the right side in our relationship with God. Turn to God through Jesus Christ in these tough times. Put your faith and hope in Him and use the wisdom that He will give you to be ready, to be prepared, to take care of your family, to take care of your friends and your neighbors, to take care of your community. Build up your tribe. Build up your team. And encourage them. Get prepared. Buy NC Scout's book, The Guerrilla Guide to the Balfang. Buy Joe Dolio's Tactical Wisdom series of books. Read those books and put them into action. Don't just let them come in, but be a doer of those words that you read. Just like it says in the Bible, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. I don't think it's too sacrilegious to say, buy the Tactical Wisdom series and be a doer of those books. So, I'm going to sign off for now. It's been great talking to you. I really missed here the last couple weeks. I was down sick for a while, missed a couple shifts of work, but I wanted to get an episode out because I really miss being on the air with y'all. So, this is the Bald Eagle on the road today. I want to sign off. Thanks for joining us, all of you that joined in the chat. And I wish I could have typed some greetings back, but I've got my hands on the wheel and the pedal to the metal. So, hope you have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. The Bald Eagle is out.